Name one book about evolution that you've read.
Google it.
Deflection number 6.
Answer me. Have a freaking conversation. Do you know about descent from Darwinism?
Deflection number 14.
But do you know what is the evidence?
Deflection number 33. Have you read one book?
No. These people
deflection
have.
Deflection number 34. Have you read one
these
book?
These people have evidence.
Deflection number 35. Have you
want to know?
Read one book about evolution? It's a yes or no question.
Oh, I know what it is. That's the reason I bought it up.
Tell me what it is then. What's it made of?
Yeah, that's the reason I bought it up.
What's it made of?
You tell me. You are the one who wrote it.
You're the one that says you know what mortar flagellar is. So what's it made of?
Yes, that's the reason. What is it made of? What?
Yeah, could you tell us what it's made of? Since you know
it's
about
cells.
It?
Cells. Yeah, it's cells and bacteria. What it is? What
he
it
said
is?
It's made of cells!
Yeah, I think that you should put the two fiction up and the two facts down because the claims you're making are huge claims. Do you have any proof that evolution is a fact?
Yeah, it's called science. What?
Oh, just the word science is the proof, a fact? That's how you do science?
Yeah, one of the ways you can understand science is to understand that it is part of science is the collective body of knowledge that is what the scientific method produces. So, yes.
Yeah, but just throwing out the word science is not going to prove anything, right?
It doesn't need, it already has been proven. It's been proven scientifically.
Like what? The animal evolved from each other?
It's,
so you believe that?
It's called evolution. It's a field of study in science.
Alrighty. So just because Darwin said, so the people bought it.
Because hundreds of thousands of people across centuries spending literally billions of hours have confirmed it.
And you're just buying it for face value. Right? That's what it looks
like.
Yeah,
the exact same way that you just accept that electricity is coursing through whatever device you're on, even though you've never contributed to that field.
Those are different sciences. Don't try to mix up science with pseudoscience.
If an idea is scientific, so you just think that evolution is pseudoscience. Here's another thing that I know. You don't know what pseudoscience is. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Most of the thing that you're claiming above with
deflection
your cartoon behind,
one.
That's pseudoscience, right?
The question was, what is pseudoscience?
Oh, yeah. When making things up is what is pseudoscience. There is science for definitely science.
No, that's not what
different parts of science, right? Theoretical physics is
it has
pseudoscience.
It has an actual particular definition, and you have no idea what it is.
Oh, yeah, that is the reason you're taking for face value. So you believe that you come from the primordial soup, right?
Yes, because there's overwhelming evidence of it.
Just because somebody said so. No, there
no,
is no
because
any
there's
proof.
Overwhelming evidence of it.
You're just buying for the face value. You're not proving
exactly
anything by just saying evolution is real.
All the time with respect to almost every single thing that you believe in.
So, have you done your research about evolution? Do you know something called descent from Darwinism?
Descent from Darwinism? No, I've never heard of this thing that you just made.
So that's the thing. That's the thing. You don't do your research and you're just buying things.
Yes, I do.
So look into
descent
from Darwinism.
That you've read.
I asked you, do you know descent from Darwinism?
That's
you have
a
no
book?
Idea. Maybe Google it.
Is that a book or something?
No, that's the problem here because you are taking for face value without doing your research.
The same question remains. Name one book about evolution that you've read. I've read many. So I've done my research. It's just going to be really funny when I make you tell everybody that you've done literally zero research.
That's why I'm telling you. You have not done your research
name
because descent from Darwinism. Descent from Darwinism is
two.
More than
name one book
a thousand
about
scientists. This is what I'm telling you. More than a
deflection
thousand scientists
three,
and academics
name one book about evolution
are against Darwinism. It's called Descent
deflection
from Darwinism.
Four, name
so
one
if
book
you're
about
such
evolution
a big,
that you've read.
If you're such a big defender of evolution and you don't know about descent from Darwinism, Google it.
Deflection number 6.
Yeah, Google it. Descent from Darwinism.
Deflection number
7. Yeah, because it goes against your agenda.
Deflection number 8. Name one book about evolution you've read.
I'm telling you, more than 1,000 scientists are against evolution. It's called Descent from Darwinism. I'm not going to believe a guy on TikTok
number 10.
Claiming facts of evolution and without knowing there are more than 1,000 scientists and academics who are against Darwinism.
Name one book about evolution that you've read.
I've given you what my thought
is. Deflection number 11. Name one book about evolution that you've read.
You want to go to the Big Bang?
Deflection number 12. Name one book about evolution that you've read.
Dude, none of this topic you're able to...
Deflection number 13.
Give me facts, right? You're going to be like a robot and just answer me. Have a freaking conversation. Do you know about descent from Darwinism?
Deflection number 14. Is it embarrassing to you that you've deflected 14 times from an incredibly simple
question?
No,
because you don't have shit other than this cartoon behind
you. Deflection number 15.
And all these claims that you are making, right? You cannot even answer me a simple freaking question. You say you research a lot and you read a book. Yeah. Descent from Darwinism destroys evolution.
Deflection number 17.
Tell me when you're done. We can go to the next
deflection
topic.
Deflection number 18. We're not going to do anything until you tell me if you've read even one book about evolution.
I'm freaking going to destroy you on every
projection
topic
number 2, deflection number 19.
If you have the balls, continue.
Projection number 3, deflection number 20. Have you read one book about evolution?
I don't need to because there are more than 1,000 scientists who are against it.
Oh, so you just trust what?
Because
so
one,
you just trust what some random person on the internet says?
You trust one. I trust many.
No, there are more
Google
than
it.
1,000 evolutionary biologists that have lived
so
throughout history.
Just Google what I said and let's.
So here's the thing. According to you, if somebody just believes something that somebody said, they're being intellectually lazy. You just believe something that somebody said. You are intellectually lazy.
I told my thought about evolution. It's up to you. You want to continue, next step, whatever.
Why is it that you're so intellectually lazy that instead of reading even one book about evolution, you choose to just look at a survey or a petition that 1,000 people signed? Why do you just trust what other people said?
But they're not any Tom, Dick, and Harry, Peterson. They're not any Tom, Dick, and Harry on TikTok.
I don't care about your hairy dick, bro. That's fucking gross.
That's,
why
that's the
is
thing.
It? The question is, what deflection number 22. Why is it that instead of doing any research, like reading one book, you simply just looked at a thing that 1,000 people signed and said, I'm going to believe this? Why did you do that?
Just because you read the book, you mean
deflection
you know everything.
Number 23. Why did you
practical.
Choose to not do any research and instead you just simply looked at something that some people signed? Why did you chat?
You
want
to go to the Big Bang now?
Deflection number 23. Chat, why did it do that? Why did it not do its research?
I did my research.
I'm talking to the chat. Pipe down. Chat, why didn't it do its research? Why didn't it read even one book? Clicking on a link that says 1,000 people signed our document isn't research. Chat, why didn't it do its research? I'm seeing because it's lazy, because it's flailing, because it's not smart. These all seem like good explanations to me. Yeah. Are any of these scientists evolutionary biologists?
Oh, there are many there inside. All right. This is the thing. You read a book.
Deflection number 24. So let me ask you a slightly different question.
If I
polled, let's say that we're talking about somebody asks if LASIK eye surgery works, and I get a survey that says 5,000 doctors say that it isn't, but every single one of them is a dentist. Do those opinions matter? Go ahead and answer that question.
The problem is there are not any people from the
Deflection
streets.
Deflection number 25. Do any of those opinions matter?
You're going to mute me, keep muting
Deflection
me.
Deflection number 26.
Are you scared to have a conversation with me?
Projection number 4, deflection number 27. Do any of those opinions matter?
For sure it matters, because there is a scientific evidence that...
Deflection number 28. No, I'm talking about the dentist example. Would the opinion of 1,000 dentists on LASIK eye surgery matter?
Dude, do you know why these
Deflection
people are...
Deflection number 28. Would any
you know
of the
why
opinions
these people are...
of all of those dentists matter?
Stop muting me.
Deflection number 29 and 30.
Do you know why these people are against...
Deflection number 31.
This, from Darwin...
Do any of their opinions matter?
It's not an opinion. There's a research.
Deflection number 32.
There is evidence, not only research, evidence.
Deflection number
again.
33. Do any of the opinions matter?
Do you want me to tell you what is the evidence?
Okay. So anyways, the PhD scientists who dissent from Darwinism, I highly doubt that any of them, hardly any of them, are actual biologists.
Yep, go ahead and read.
Those who sign it must either hold a PhD in a scientific field such as biology, chemistry, mathematics, engineering, computer science, or one of the other natural sciences, or they must hold a medical degree. So, yeah, it could literally be anybody. Their opinions matter as little as a dentist's opinion on LASIK eye surgery. It's a fake survey. Well, like
but
it really
you know,
happened.
But do you know
but
why?
But the alleged weight that the survey carries is fake. That's what I'm telling you. So,
alrighty.
Have you read one book about evolution?
But do you know what is the evidence?
Deflection number 33. Have you read one?
No,
book?
No, no, no. These people
Deflection
have.
Deflection number 34. Have you read one?
These
book?
People have evidence.
Deflection number 35. Have
you want to know?
Read one book about evolution? It's a yes or no question.
If it's pseudoscience, I don't need
Deflection
to read a
number
book.
35. Oh, I'm going to take that as a no.
It's the same like
so
reading comics.
Why have you not done any research?
It's same like reading any comics.
Deflection number whatever we're at. Why have you not done any research?
Because they have evidence of why the descent of Darwinism is because they have evidence. Do you know what is the evidence? Or are you just going to repeat about
that
a
you
book?
Don't know any
Dude,
of the evidence
you are,
for or against evolution.
You are really, it's really negative for your audience.
Projection number 5, deflection I don't remember anymore. Do you know any
you
of the
proof?
Evidence for or against evolution?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Name
there
one.
Is evidence. That's why
yeah,
it's called
one.
Descent from Darwin. And let me tell you, if you're going to
No, you're
stop.
Telling me that a survey that a bunch of non-experts
no,
signed
no.
exists. I'm asking you to name one piece of evidence.
So I'm telling you about the evidence. Do you want to hear it?
If it's the 1,000 people, I don't care. We've heard
no,
that.
No. There's an evidence.
Then
there's
name
an evidence.
One. Stop, so stop saying... I'm going to tell you what one of them is.
So let me explain. The
Stop telling me that you're going to explain. Start explaining it. Name one.
Alrighty. So the descent from Darwinism is because...
No, not the fucking list, you dipshit. You absolute fucking
no,
numbnuts.
No, you are a dip.
I know you are, but what am I? Projection number 6. Deflection number 47 or something like that.
Yeah.
Name one piece of evidence that isn't the list. How many lists are you on, by the way?
Motor flagellar.
Go on.
Motor flagellar.
Go on.
You don't know shit about anything and you are here claiming so many
go on.
Freaking things as fact. You have zero freaking idea about science, dude.
Go on.
Zero.
Yeah.
You don't know what is motor flagellar?
Yes, I do. I just know that you don't, which is why I'm telling you to go on.
No, that is the reason Descent from Darwinism is.
I have written about it in this book.
Yeah, that is the reason.
I know that you don't know anything about it. That's why I'm telling you to go on, because you can't, and it's really funny to watch. Go on. Tell me about the mortar flagellar.
Yep, that's the evidence of the creator. That is the that's the evidence of intelligence.
No, the question is, does the mortar flagellum have a hairy dick?
For sure, that's why even you are moving
for sure.
Today. Were you an accident?
Tell me about you are. You're a broken condom prom baby. Nobody would willingly bring this into the world. Chat, it's a broken condom prom baby. Tell me about the mortar flagellar.
I just told you it's the evidence of intelligent design. If you cannot
explain how it's evidence of intelligent design, you're just telling me what the claim is.
It's not the claim. That's an evidence. It's
explain
not a claim.
The evidence to me. What about it?
I cannot help it if you don't understand science.
You don't know what it is. Okay, here.
Yeah, I am telling you what it is.
I'm going to do the equivalent of what you're doing.
I am telling you what it is.
Do you know how I know what you're saying is false? Because of Bing Bong. Bing Bong proves that everything you believe in is false.
Dude, you are shit, bro.
No, Bing Bong.
You don't have shit.
No. I have Bing Bong and you don't. I have twice as many Bing Bong as you do. Well, I have infinitely more because you don't have any Bing Bong. Bing Bong is what proves that you are wrong. No, Bing Bong proves that mortar flagellar is not evidence of creation.
Creation and evolution down the drain.
No, Bing Bong proves that intelligent design is false.
Nope, it's vice versa. It's vice versa. It shows the intelligent design.
No, it's not vice versa. It's not. Bing
Bong. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not.
Absolutely.
Vika, you never even heard of Bing Bong until just now, okay? So you don't get to tell me that you know something about Bing Bong. Bing Bong proves that creation and intelligent design are false.
Stop muting me and let's have a conversation. You didn't know about mortar flagellar.
I promise we will talk about mortar flagellar. Tell me about it.
I said you didn't know about it. And it just shows that the realm, it's an intelligent design. That's what it is. Simple.
Prove to me that it's intelligently designed.
That's the reason the descent of Darwinism is, brother.
You don't know anything about this topic. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, really? You freaking didn't have idea about what is motor flagellar.
Buddy.
For sure you
Googled
it. I wrote
about it in this book 3 years ago. I know what you're talking about. I already said this. I just happen to know that you don't know anything about
it. So can you tell
it.
Me what is a mortar flagellar?
We're laughing at you. Yes, I can.
No,
but
you
that's
are the
not
one
the
who,
point.
No.
I'm not doing your homework for you. I'm asking
you. No, you are the one who are claiming to
me,
know. You are the one who are claiming to know. Why don't you tell me?
You're the one that says that if somebody doesn't do their research, that that's bad or whatever. And yet you don't know anything about any of the things
you claim to believe in.
You can't tell us anything about the mortar flagellar.
That's the reason I brought it up and the descent from Darwinism.
You brought it
it's
up
related.
Because you don't know anything
no,
about it?
No, it's curious that you wrote about
related,
mortar flagellar.
Like your mom and dad were. Broken condom prom baby, like
gonna,
I said. They were both losers like you are. Neither one of them could get a date to the prom.
You don't have shit.
But then, you know, when they saw each other, when they gazed upon each other's unibrows in the disco
light,
the first time ever, one of them thought, hey, actually, you're kind of cute.
Yeah,
and then this abomination came out of all that.
Sure, you are an accident.
So, tell me about mortar flagellar.
You are the one who is claiming you wrote about motor flagellar.
Yes, and I did. Yep,
you are the one who was claiming, right?
No, not me. You so brought it up.
Because of descent from Darwinism. That's the reason they made descent from Darwinism, because they have the proof that motor flagellar is the intelligent design.
Vika, let me ask you the question in this way. If you were, pretend I'm not here. If you went up to some random stranger on the street and said, oh, have you heard of mortar flagellar? Well, that's the reason that these people signed this thing. Could that person now draw a picture of mortar flagellar? Do they know anything about it? No, they don't. Meaning,
do you know?
You don't. Yes, I do. Explain. I know about the flagellum proteins, but
explain
you
me
don't.
Explain me. Yeah, explain me in basics what it is.
No, I'm not doing that. You have to do your own research.
No, because I know. Vika,
you know that if you just listened to what some random person said about mortar flagellar, and I am a random person, that would be intellectually lazy, right? That's the crux of how you think about things. So no, don't just take my word for it.
Oh, I know what it is. That's the reason I bought it up.
Tell me what it is then. What's it made of?
Yeah, that's the reason I bought it up.
What's it made of?
You tell me. You are the one who wrote it.
You're the one that says you know what mortar flagellar is. So what's it made of?
Yes, that's the reason. What is it made of? What?
Yeah, could you tell us what it's made of? Since you know
about cells. It? Yeah, it's cells and bacteria. What it is?
It's made of cells.
Yeah, it's an organic matter. It's an organic matter. What it is? What is it? Tell me what it is. What is it? So tell me what it is. Show me then.
Mortar flagellar is made of cells. Get the fuck out of here.
It's fucking cells and bacteria,
no,
you dumb fuck.
No, it's not. It's not made
of
cells.
Yeah, yeah. Just because you are laughing doesn't mean you are right. Now you tell me what it is made of.
Oh, I'm not telling you. It's funny to watch you not know and flail about. Oh, where did all the sound effects go? I need these back. Okay.
Nice, nice. Yep.
Oh, man. They need a way better laugh track than that.
No, he was. No, people are saying no need to swear at him. Yeah, thing. Because he's fucking talking shit. So,
no, you
I'm
fucking
a freaking mirror.
No, you fucking.
No, if you speak normal.
No, you fucking. What is mortar flagellar made of?
You are the one who wrote the book, right? What do you think it is?
So you
it's
don't
a gadget.
Know.
What is it? It's because it's a motor. What is it made of? Iron.
Where do you find mortar flagellar?
You are the one who is written, right?
Where do you find mortar flagellar?
But why you think is the mortar flagellar is the evidence of intelligent design? Can you tell me? Can you tell me anything?
I'm
just fucking gonna laugh.
I don't believe in mortar flagellar as evidence.
Why the hell did you write about it? Why did you write about it?
Because I debunked it. Could you tell me?
No. So you are one of the.
Despite the fact that you don't know what mortar flagellar is made of, could you tell me where I could find a mortar flagellar?
Maybe you are on the wrong mortar flagellar that you are on. Like, so now you're going against your 100 academics.
Chat, it thinks you can be on a mortar flagellar.
And you wrote a book and you debunked the motor flagellar. You should get a Nobel Prize, brother.
I didn't debunk it. Many other people did. I just compiled the information.
Before you said you
a completely foreign concept to you. See, these have squiggles on them, and when your brain looks at them, neurons start firing in your brain. This is an experience you've never had before, but
absolutely. Your biggest enemy of your evolution and creation is the motor flagellar. And that destroys you.
Could you tell
and
me
your
where I would find a mortar flagellar?
I don't know. I said what I have to say.
I don't know anything. anything about it. You want to go? You don't know what it's made of. You don't even know where you could find it.
I cannot be here 2 hours to cover four topics. You want to go to the next one, the Big Bang? Are you the baby of?
I don't know if you'll. Oh wait. I just spent this whole time thumbing through my book. I have a digital version of the book, and I could have done Control F on it. Oh, this is funny.
So all the people in the chat, the motor flagellar destroys his fantasy of evolution.
Me when I lie.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. You said you debunked it, and that thing destroys you. That thing destroys evolution, the Big Bang. And everything that comes with it, that you guys are defending blindly.
Here, I'm just going to show you real quick. You can see it on the screen. Just so that you can't doubt. Yes, I have discussed the mortar flagellar. You can see flagellum. Right there. So I have discussed this as part of. Oh, why is it doing that? As
you can read, can you read there about
life is irreducibly complex? So
can you go on the top and it says bacteria and cells? You were laughing. You don't have shit idea about it. You just copy pasted shit and you have no idea. Did you read that it said bacteria? Did you?
What about the bacteria?
I told you it was cells, bacteria, and all this biological
I
stuff.
I asked you what
and
it's
you were
made
laughing
of.
Like as if I don't have idea.
I was asking you what it's made of, and you said
it's
made of
You don't have idea,
cells.
Brother. Bacteria, what is made of? Bacteria, right? What is bacteria?
It's not
cells,
made
what?
Of bacteria. Do you think that mortar flagellar is...
You just
is,
fucking screen...
Do you... No, you fucking... Do you think that mortar flagellar is made of bacteria?
You just showed it on your screen.
Do you think that mortar flagellar is made of bacteria?
No, it's a freaking kind of bacteria. What do you mean? what do you mean? Yeah, you just showed it on
worse.
The screen. Go back to again. Go and show the screen again. It shows it's bacteria.
It's a kind of bacteria.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You're even dumber than I thought. And I thought you were
that's
really
why, that's why you're
dumb.
Having a hard time?
Oh,
that's why you're having a hard time? You just showed it on the screen.
Chat,
you just showed it on
chat,
the screen.
It said that flagellum is a type of bacteria. Chat,
oh, yeah.
Chat, it said that flagellum is a type of bacteria. Oh.
The best part is you just showed it on the screen.
No, I
and
didn't.
You were laughing.
That's not what it said.
Yeah. Don't worry. I clipped it. Don't worry.
So you're going with mortar flagellar is a type of bacteria.
It destroys that it is a creation. It destroys your illusion that you... Everything is an accident.
No, it doesn't.
You could be an accident.
Because the thing.
Absolutely.
Things,
you
no,
could be an accident.
We went
for
over
sure.
this. Your parents took each other to prom.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
stared at each other's unibrows
oh,
under
yeah.
the light of the
that,
disco ball. Your dad got a boner.
The reason you're doing what,
banged your mom without a condom,
yeah, that's
and that's
the
where
reason,
you came from. We already went over this.
Oh, let's go to the next one.
Okay, go ahead.
Choose.
Let's just keep talking about evolution. How do you, in all of your wisdom, deal with the fact that genetics proves evolution?
The only thing I had to mention about that thing I already told you about Darwinism, evolution, and creation, right? You want, we can speak a bit about Big Bang. Do you know that there was a Catholic priest who came up with the Big Bang? How
he was
come,
a scientist.
No. How come a guy like you, who doesn't believe in religion and God, taking something from a Catholic priest?
He was a
I'm
scientist.
Confused. I'm confused.
You have this backwards. He was a scientist. He also had a left foot. So the Big Bang came from a left foot. So the foot that is on the left is the reason we have a Big Bang Theory. You didn't know that? You didn't know he had a foot on the left? Vika.
Yep, he was a priest.
Yeah, he had a religion. Left foot. That's why.
I don't know what foot came from. He had a third foot. I don't give a
F. No, he had 2 feet like most people, and he had a left one. His left foot is where the Big Bang came from.
Yeah, the only thing I don't understand how you are taking something from a priest.
I'm not taking it from a priest. I'm taking it from his left foot.
Take it from anywhere. You're just taking it anyway.
My whoring days were in college. I'm not like that anymore. But no, I'm taking it from his left foot. Or does saying taking it from his left foot not make any sense?
I have a question for you. Is a robot intelligently designed?
Sure.
But you are an accident.
No, you are. We went over this.
No, we got you. You are an accident.
Tell me the story of how your parents met. Oh, that's right. They grew up in the same house. never mind.
No, never mind. A robot is intelligently designed, but you are an accident. Awesome. I get it. I understand.
What would a non-intelligently designed human look like other than you? Vika, hello?
Oh, yeah. I just said it, right? A robot for you is intelligently designed, but...
What would a non-intelligently designed human look like?
An accident, right? Like,
yeah,
that's what
would
saying.
It look like?
Maybe you have to look in the mirror.
What would it look like? So you're telling me that a non-intelligently designed human would look like me? I am a human. So therefore, intelligent design is indistinguishable from a process that doesn't involve intelligent design, meaning you don't have any evidence. What do you want to talk about next?
Flat Earth. Let's speak about Flat Earth.
Oh, fuck. I shouldn't be surprised that you think the Earth is flat, but...
It's all interrelated, yeah? Everything is interrelated. That's the problem.
We've been to space and taken pictures of the Earth. We can see what it looks like. So, what do you want to talk about?
No, let's not just jump to the space. Let's be on the Earth for a little bit, right?
Sure. How come people in the Southern Hemisphere can't see the North Star?
No, I don't think you understand the complex. Let's not go into
yes,
complex.
Yes, I do, actually. No, it's not complex. Basic. It's the most basic imaginable fact about the flat Earth. And you're deflection number 473,961, I believe.
Starts with basics.
It's the simplest concept to grasp in the flat Earth, which is that the North Star is above you. So no matter where you are, you'd be able to see it. And you want to run away from the simplest imaginable concept within the flat Earth.
I want to go to the sky. Let's speak about the Earth.
Why can people in the Southern Hemisphere not see the North Star?
Well, why are you going to the sky?
Every single time that you do not begin a sentence with because, you will get muted.
That's astronomy. Seeing things in the sky is speak about the Earth. You want to speak about the Earth? Flat Earth, no flat sky, right? So yeah, let me know when you want to speak.
Okay,
flat Earth.
You give up, so you admit that you can't prove the Earth is flat. What do you want to talk about next?
Flat Earth. I want to speak about Flat Earth.
No, you can't speak about it because I gave you an opportunity and you chose not
to. Okay, can you define?
Nope. The only thing you get to do is define tell me plane? Why people in the Southern
can
Hemisphere
you define plane?
Can't see the North Star.
Because of perspective, that's the simple answer.
Explain.
Perspective, that's my answer. What explain?
That's
can
not,
you explain
that's
the
not
word?
An explanation. That's a word. Give an explanation.
No, you are going to the sky, Peterson.
No, speak you just said that there is an answer. So you don't get to claim that just because we're standing on the ground looking at the sky that that's irrelevant.
Why are you scared?
You
Why
claimed you? That there's an answer.
Why the hell are you
projection sc- number 6 or 7?
Are you freaking scared? Really?
Yes, you have not answered any of my Dude, questions. You are to Well, I'm- actually You I'm did give two answers, which was flagellum is a type of bacteria,
plane.
And that flagellum is made of cells.
You didn't know.
That was a boo-boo on my part. You have given two answers, but that's it.
No, you didn't.
So you said that there isn't an answer, and it's perspective. So you don't get to run away from this. You have an answer.
Why?
Explain.
Why don't you answer me? Simple answer. Define planes. Define planes.
Plane is perspective.
Physical plane.
Perspective.
Define salt flats.
Perspective.
Nice. Mud flats?
A petition that 1,000 people signed.
Level?
That's perspective.
Sea level?
That's when 1,000 people sign a thing.
Basin?
That's perspective.
Dude, you fucking scared the shit out of yourself, dude. Take out the cartoon from behind you and change this order of the fact and fiction. Good luck.
That's perspective.
Have a good one.
Well, chat, it left. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.